digital radio in London and Dublin.
On your mobile with the Amazing Radio app.
And around the world at AmazingRadio.com.
This is Amazing Radio.
The Other Woman with Ruth Barnes.
I'm flying, climbing, floating through time. See it all with my naked eye. The world's revolving like it's mine. Losing perspective, head in the clouds. But what goes up has to come down. For now my head keeps turning round. And
The Other Woman on Amazing Radio, celebrating International Women's Day here all day. And I have a very special guest to mark this very special day. I'm Ruth Barnes, your host. For the next hour, though, I'm handing over my precious Other Woman playlist to young electronic musician and label founder, Little Boots. And we started the show with her track Satellite from Nocturnes, which she released last year on her own label, On Repeat Records. More on that in a little while. Little Boots, welcome to Amazing Radio.
Hello, thank you for having me.
Thank you for coming in. I'm very excited about your playlist.
Really?
It's beautiful.
I hope I'm not going to shock your regular listeners too much, because I tuned in last week and I was like,
You tune in all the time, don't you?
Yes.
Of course you do.
Especially last week.
Before we get into the meat of things, because you're quite meaty, I'm quite excited talking to you about a number of points on my list of things to talk to you about. I'd like you to introduce your first pick for us. Now, your playlist is wonderful. What I love about it is it's kind of like a who's who of electropop at the moment, with a little bit of dirty indie rock and roll thrown in as well, for good measure, which is great. So introduce us first to Tom Aspall. Tell us a little bit about him.
Tom is amazing. He is the first artist apart from me we've released on my label, and he's just one of the most fun people in the world. But he also writes brilliant pop music, and he sent me this song and I was like, oh my god, we just need to do this. But he also writes, he's a great songwriter. He's got a song, well actually this song was then picked up and re-recorded by Kylie Minogue and is on her new album. So that was kind of crazy as well. But this is his version, which I prefer, even though I'm a massive Kylie fan. So yeah, he's awesome. We're going to be putting out more music of his this year. It's kind of, some people say, like, reminds me of Sam Sparrow, or it's got like an R&B feel as well, but tropical. So yeah, it's called Indiana, or Feels So Good if you're Kylie Minogue.
This week. Trams. Loose.
Gauntlet. Jaded. Elephant. And Lucid Youth. Drench. F About.
When words get stuck in your throat.
All new to Amazing Radio this week.
Amazing Radio.
You heard it here first.
And Born Again on The Other Woman, a choice from my guest on International Women's Day, who is Little Boots. Thank you for choosing Diana. Diana are just great. They've been on the Amazing Radio playlist, I think, with every single track they have released so far.
Yeah, I thought it was a good pick. I mean, I don't know too much about them. I just heard it and thought, this is beautiful. And in a way that, you know, I'm a big Chromatics fan, it definitely reminded me of that, but somehow felt a bit less contrived and just a bit more effortless. And I just love, I'm a real sucker for effortless pop with girly vocals.
Yeah, well, oddly enough, so am I. I want to talk to you about On Repeat Records, because you're someone who has created their own record label, established their own record label, which is kind of terrifying, but you've done it, and it's going well, I assume?
It's going great. I mean, a lot of people are doing it in this whole new age of, we don't need major labels, we can do internet, we can do self-release. So a lot of people are starting their own labels, and for me, the thing that would make it real and kind of validate it was like, okay, if I'm going to do this, I'm going to do this properly. It's not just going to put my stuff out and be some kind of vanity project. It's going to be a proper working label that looks for artists, has a team of people, is passionate about artists they release, me included, and, you know, do it properly if you're going to do something. So it was terrifying, but actually now we're getting to the point where, you know, we're getting a roster together, we've got a release schedule, people are believing in us, approaching us, that, you know, we get sent demos all the time, which is just amazing. And I don't think I ever really fitted comfortably on a major label. And now being able to use that experience and then talk to my artists about it on the label and be like, you know, you can do this or that, and helping them and seeing them grow and evolve and make choices and be involved with that. It's just really cool and really exciting.
I read something about Tom Aspel, who we played just before Diana. It was in The Guardian on the New Band A Day column, which of course Paul Lester, who is one of our presenters, writes. And he said, it was just a throwaway line, but I thought it was really quite potent in terms of what you're doing with On Repeat Records. He just said, this guy, he's great. It was all kind of thumbs up all the way through. And then he just said, and he's on the right home. Little Boots label. Aww. On Repeat Records, which I thought was lovely, because it meant that already you sort of have a stable. You have something that's not just you, it's something else as well that has an identity.
It's bigger than me. That's what was really important with it, but still has a very distinct identity. And I think for pop, alternative pop music, you know, if you're not that interested in Katy Perry or Rihanna's new single or whatever, but, you know, pop music is still great. You don't, there needs to be more of an alternative, especially now that things are getting so digital and so varied, and people are making choices where they want to listen to stuff. They don't have to listen to Radio 1 all day, amazing stations like this. So I think it's important that there's a British independent pop label that's nurturing that alternative and interesting pop music, that's not just ticking the box in the studio with Max Martin or something, although I love that as well.
We're going to talk more about your experiences on your experience on a major label in a minute, but first we're going to hear from Metronomy and Love Letters. Whoa. And you're going to tell us why you chose this after we've heard it. Hold that thought.
Keep on writing.
Metronomy and Love Letters, as picked by Little Boots, my guest on International Women's Day. I love that track. I have to put my hands up and say I hadn't. Well, I only listened to girls singing, basically. So I was like, oh, Metronomy, yeah, I remember Joe from like many, many years ago. I'm sure I interviewed him like many moons ago when he was still starting out. But what I love that is there's that lovely 60s girl pop vocal, and then suddenly it switches to like now. Yeah. Suddenly it's really current, and then it goes back again. What on earth's going on? It's great.
I mean, that's so Joe, you know, take something like a 60s girl band and turn it on its head and make it wonky and weird. And I mean, me and Metronomy go way back. One of my bestest friends is the super hot, amazing redhead drummer. And yeah, her and I are old friends. And you know, even Joe and the guys, they've slept on my floor many a time in Leeds in the early days. And we just go way back. And I'm such a huge, huge fan, as well as being lucky enough to be able to hang out with them. And this new album I was really excited for. And Anna came over and played us the first song off her phone. And we were all huddled around like, yay, we like it. And then the other night, I actually missed at the NME Awards. They did it with MKS, the original Sugar Babes, as the backing singers doing the 60s backing vocals. I was like, this is my dream come true. And I couldn't go. I was so sad. But yeah, I mean, they're an amazing band. And I'm very excited to see them at many festivals this summer.
Interesting that you're obviously such good friends with Metronomy, because I guess they were sort of rising to fame at the same time as you, but yours, I mean, your trajectory was ridiculous. I mean, it was like you were just sent off a ski slope somewhere.
Felt like that.
into the world. And I guess that their experience must be very different. Are you kind of envious of their experience in some ways, because yours was just so kind of meteoric in that true sense of the word?
I think it's, you can't compare, but they're four albums in, and they've done the slow and steady path, and now they're absolutely huge and deserve everything that they're getting. And I guess in retrospect, I probably, it would have been nice to have the option of playing a longer game, but I think if you start off with that hype in a big label, you don't have that option. They don't care about the long game. They care about here and now and making it work. And if you can turn that into longevity, then great. But if not, you know, they just want to kind of flash in the pan. It's fine, I think, as long as it makes the bank balance. So it's just a weird... Yeah, I mean, I can't compare myself to those at all. It's so different. But
how old were you when it all kicked off?
I was 23, I think. I mean, not that young, but no. I'd already been in a band, an indie band, which Metronomy Remix, that's how I knew them. but I'd already been in a band and kind of got burnt through that deal not working out. And
so you weren't exactly young and naive straight off the, you know,
no,
bus or whatever.
No, but I was definitely, I think, you know, not a lot of people realise that I came from an indie band and I was an indie girl. And I think coming from that place and then going headfirst into pop world was quite a shock, and I was quite naive at how that all worked. You know, these like shiny blonde haired amazing looking girls don't get like that overnight. It's like there's all sorts of processes going on, all sorts of crazy stuff going on. And yeah, it was a lot to take in and a lot to figure out, really. And I didn't have time to figure it out. It just happened. So it was kind of strange, I guess. And then afterwards, I had a lot of time to sit back and go, oh, wow, that just happened for 18 months. That was really strange. Like, before that, I was, you know, living in a dodgy house share and writing songs in my mum's garage and not really knowing what was what. And yeah, it was a very odd time, but I wouldn't change it, I don't think.
I have to point people at this point to your brilliant piece that you wrote about the Brit Awards, about your experience of going to the Brit Awards with your size, what were they, size 8 shoes for some some model with massive feet, and you had to stuff paper and actual A4 paper. I can't believe that. No wonder your toes were bleeding by the end of the night.
Yeah, I woke up with bloody feet and stains in my Alexander McQueen shoes. It wasn't quite Cinderella.
not quite, but please do have a look for that. It was on the Debrief,
Debrief, which is a great new website. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, we have an ongoing joke, me and my friends, that one day I'm going to write a kind of Bridget Jones' maybe a sitcom or something called Awkward Pop Star, with all my moments of me just being terrible at being a pop star, because believe me, there are many, and I don't even have to exaggerate, like, that's how rubbish I am. So yeah, stay tuned for that one.
Stay tuned, we look forward to that. Okay, let's carry on with your playlist. We're going to go for a double play now. I love this next band that you've chosen, and they've been on the show, we're big fans already, they don't even need that much of an intro, but do you want to do your best radio voice presenter intro into Honeyblood?
They are so cute. They're Scottish, and one's a dentist, and she's given me some great tips on dental hygiene, and they house sit for us loads and stay in my house loads, because they're managed by my other half, and they are the loveliest, sweetest, most Scottish girls, and they can write the tunes.
We play directly from the bands at AmazingTunes.com. And if you do, they get 100% of the profit.
Amazing Radio.
You've heard it here first.
Got a fire in my eyes, trying to make me blind. I'm just a savage inside till I make it mine. Push harder, who's stronger? Resist the wind, it blows colder. Kept reaching, kept holding, kept patient, not frozen. Waited so long for this moment. Wanna take what's mine, I'm not going home. Got a love that brings me back around.
tonight, it's a matter of soul. Got a love.
And Wild Love on Amazing Radio, and we had Honey Blood and Bud there. This is The Other Woman with me, Ruth Barnes. My special guest is Little Boots, who's in the studio with me, and she's chosen all the tracks that we're playing for International Women's Day. Feathers as well, guests on the show, love those girls.
Oh, I didn't know they'd been as well. Yeah, we toured with them in the States and had a really good time with them.
Brilliant, really great, and it's just lovely to have a new track from them as well to play as well.
Yeah.
Which is fabulous, so those girls are great. I need to ask you about the sub fatty. This is amazing, right? So I know that you're a geek and I know that you're into technology,
mm-hmm.
Which is great. And I was having a little look around for latest interviews with you before you came in today, and I found this great piece about you and your Moog Sub Fatty, which you created a track on. But I just thought that's so... There's this really cute picture of you with this kind of bit of kit and you've made
I hate that photo. I know the one you mean.
I thought it was great. But I the fact that you... That you're so into the kit, I think, is what I'm getting at, which is so great. And I love that they, I mean, they've obviously got a great story out of you as well. But tell me about your relationship with the kit and how that began, because obviously, it is still a rare thing, unfortunately, for a woman to be pressing all the knobs and buttons.
Yeah, which annoys me. And it's still one of the things that's so unequal in the music industry. You know, the lack of women producers, women engineers, women mixers. It's just bizarre. And there must be something that's just putting girls off, or just so many ancient old stereotypes of George Moroder doing all the difficult stuff whilst Donna Summer looks all fancy and does the sexy stuff.
Yeah, and every gig you go to, there's a grumpy sound guy. I mean, it's very, very rarely a cool sound girl.
There's a grumpy sound girls definitely exist. It's not even that I'm that into gear and tech and stuff. It's just a necessity for me. I make electronic music and I'm not going to be half-assed about it. I'm not, honestly, yesterday I was sat on something called the Muff Wiggler Forum for about 3 hours talking to people about SysX, which is a kind of musical code. It's like, it's mental, but I have to do it because I want to do things in a new way and well and push boundaries. And if I want to make all these mental instruments talk to each other that are not meant to, then it's required. And it's... It still frustrates me the lack of girls doing that. There's definitely more some great
female
producers like Maya-Jane Cole, and I think it's just people need examples and be able to visibly see people doing it, rather than imagine if you got a hot new duo where there's a girl in glasses and a roll neck plugging in loads of modulars and a guy in a sexy outfit at the front doing a dreamy vocal. It would be ridiculous. It would seem to so many people, but maybe that's what we need.
I love that.
My new side project. I'll get Thomas Paul to be the front guy. He'd love it.
We'll get you a nice polar neck and some really ugly glasses. That'd be great. Well, let's carry on with the new music. Nimmo and the Gauntlets are next on the list. These girls, Jaded, they are also on our playlist. We're big fans of these guys. Tell me about them.
I was a bit bummed actually because my intern sent me their music going, this is really cool, we should talk to these guys, and they were like, yeah, we've already got like a million labels talking to us. So I was like,
join the queue.
So I was like,
what's
okay,
your name again?
But I really like your music, so that's why.
This is Nimmo and the Gauntlets, and this is Jaded.
Thank you.
Nimmo and the Gauntlets and Jaded on Amazing Radio. I'm in conversation with Little Boots, and I'm going to ask you the big question now, of course, because it is International Women's Day, and I did a panel with you recently about women in the music industry and just the challenges facing them. So I'm asking you the biggest, most open-ended question. You can answer it however you like. What do you see, and from personal experience as well, are the main challenges facing women in the music industry? Go.
It's difficult because I don't think it's all that bad. You know, you can pretty much get your head down and get on with it and not come across too much in your face sexism or things that are going to stop you. It's more things like the technology thing I was talking about that really bugs me, and just things that are so ingrained in it. Like all the people who run these big labels, nearly all of them are these, you know, old rich white guys in suits. And there's just this way that when you go into pop world, a way your men are look and a way your men are, you know, the whole way they construct your image, and anything that's off kilter, someone will just, you know, gently nudge or suggest you another way. And you've got to be a strong person, not just woman, but a strong person to stand in the face of someone saying you need to do this to succeed and say, no, I'm going to do it my own way. And I have such huge admiration for people who can do that. So yeah, it's definitely, I don't think it's all that bad, but as we talked about in the panel, it's more seems to me these things that are so ingrained in it that you don't even realise they're stopping you until something happens, and then you're like, hang on, this wouldn't happen to a guy artist, or they wouldn't be told to, you know, wear a lower top or something. And that stuff still goes on, and it's obvious, but it is still going on all the time.
It's just so boring, isn't it? I find it so exhausting. You know, I want to get to the point where you know that the other woman doesn't have to exist. You know, I'm quite happy to hang it up the day that I listen to the radio and I watch mainstream television and I see artists that I just think, yeah, that's great. That's a true representation of how exciting and interesting the music is out there that women are making.
Yeah.
It's just not getting a platform.
It's weird because I think there are, as long as there's lots of different options, I think it's good that, you know, you can look and go, okay, yeah, there's Rihanna who's, you know, wearing next to nothing, dry humping a chair, but there's also, you know, Florence and the Machine and Lady Gaga and Grimes and lots of different options. But if you think of the two most talked about female artists at the minute that are probably the most successful, it's Rihanna and Miley Cyrus, and pretty much the first thing you think about is probably not their songs.
It's definitely
probably
not.
All the controversy around them getting their clothes off, so that just still feels weird, and that wouldn't happen with male artists. Mm. So I'd like that to change if possible, please.
Yeah, thank you. Right, we shall work on that for you. I think you're right. I just think it's about role models as well. And I think that's where you come in.
Oh, God.
Which is very exciting. No, I think it's brilliant what you're doing with On Repeat Records and everything. So that's lovely. Are you looking for people to send you music?
We are always looking. You can go to onrepeatrecords.com where we keep a blog, put all our tunes we're listening to for fun, and there's a Dropbox where you can directly send us SoundCloud and I listen to them all.
Mm-hmm. You heard it here first. Okay, tell me about Alpines. I love these guys. They were new to me. Alpines and Oasis. We're going to play this, and then we're going to end with Camden Cox, who I know is an On Repeat Records person. So you can tell us about Camden Cox in a minute. But first of all, Alpines and Oasis.
I love the song. I liked Alpines before, but this new direction is just really cool. It reminds me of some like 90s kind of pop song, and they look really, you should check out their whole visuals and videos. They just look really cool. It's a girl and a guy, and it's that effortless pop thing I was talking about before.
Alpines and Oasis. We'll be right back.
sweet little lies. Oh, sweet little lies, so sweet little lies. You're telling me such sweet little lies.
Amazing Radio.
I'm Catherine Tickell, musician, composer, and presenter.
Catherine Tickell on Amazing Radio.
My show is aimed at anybody who's interested in music, folk music, acoustic music,
world music.
I want people to sit back and enjoy the music, but also just have that little spark of excitement, of interest, of
surprise.
So join me, Catherine Tickell, Mondays from 9 p.m.
Amazing Radio. You heard it here first.
Oh,
Barnett and Avon Gardner, who I love. She's great. Do you know her? Do you know, is she a friend?
She's actually signed to my boyfriend's label. So that's another slightly biased pick, but I think she's super talented. And she also gets a big thumbs up for having a song called Depreston, which is not about Preston in the north of England near where I'm from, but I like to think it is.
Yeah, I know. These things are often work globally, yeah, I find.
Exactly.
It's been so lovely having you on the show. It's been far too brief, but hopefully we'll have you back on Amazing Radio soon.
I'd love to.
Always welcome to come back on The Other Woman and take over. It's been brilliant. And of course, On Repeat Records are where people need to go to find out pretty much what you're up to, or just go to your Little Boots website as well.
Yeah.
And we're going to end with Camden Cox, Kinda Like. Tell us about this.
This is a world exclusive for you, Ruth.
Oh, well,
I know.
Thank you.
This is the debut radio play of our next On Repeat release. She's a brilliant songwriter. She's a great artist. Really cool girl. And effortless pop. It's got, I just think of Sneaker Pimps from the 90s when I hear this. If you know them, love them. This is our next On Repeat release. It's Camden Cox, Kinda Like.
Thank you so much for joining us on International
thank
Women's Day.
Thank you for having me.
Amazing Radio.